Families all over Utah celebrated Pioneer Day with fireworks. The festivities also pumped lots of unhealthy smoke into the air that spiked air pollution. KUER's Judy Faze reports on the trend and Salt Lake City's plan to deal with it.
Polluted air has become kind of a day-after tradition for Independence Day and Pioneer Day in Utah. Monitors at the State Department of Environmental Quality show those pretty pyrotechnics created enough smoke Thursday night to top federal health standards in Salt Lake, Utah, Weber, Cache, and Tooele counties. Donna Spengler is the agency spokesperson.
As we expected, our one-hour monitors did show an increase in particulate pollution from these fireworks, basically between 10 p.m. to midnight.
Erin Mendenhall is a Salt Lake City councilwoman and policy director for the health advocacy group Breathe Utah. She blames neighborhood firecrackers for more of this hazardous pollution than the big community displays.
Most people don't have any idea that the exposure their child gets by holding a sparkler is monumentally greater than if they were laying under a giant aerial show. The colors that we're seeing from those pretty sparklers and those fireworks in our driveway are metals that are burning, essentially. We're inhaling the combustion product from burning those metals.
Salt Lake City has adopted a new policy for city-sponsored summer fireworks in future years. If wildfire smoke boosts particulate counts the day before, the holiday shows will be canceled.
I think that we weigh that burden, you know, and we weigh whether or not we can afford, basically, that increased pollution burden. We can do that as a city with those fireworks shows that we fund.
One big difference between the pollution from fireworks and Utah's winter smog is that fireworks smoke usually fades by the next day. Judy Faze, KUER News.